Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Appalachian Summer Festival 2012 kicked off its 28th season on June 24th with a theater getaway to Triad Stage in Greensboro and the production of The Illusion, a comic fantasy. But Appalachian Festival is much more than theater. In fact, it's become one of the largest regional multi-arts festivals in the entire nation with over 26,000 people in attendance each year. App Summer is presented by the Appalachian State University Office of Arts and Cultural Programs on and around the beautiful High Country University campus. For nearly a decade, the festival has been named one of the top 20 events in the Southeast by the Southeast Tourism Society. Appalachian Summer Festival 2012 runs through July 28th and features an eclectic, diverse mix of dance, theater, visual arts, film, and music. Today, we'll sample from the music part with Appalachian State University Arts and Cultural Programs Director Denise Ringler. As always, a great mix, Denise. I can't help, as a child of the 70s, my eyes were drawn to the Doobie Brothers and Chicago as a headliner.
That's right. We were very fortunate to kind of tag on to the national tour of those two groups. So it was an opportunity that presented itself, and we just couldn't pass it up. You know our love was meant to be. And then we also, for that brand of programming that you're talking about, Creedence Clearwater Revisited with special guest Lee Bryce is another one that kind of appeals to that age demographic that you and I probably both fall into.
Late baby boomers.
That's right.
Great. Take me back. And then the Traveling McCourys, a chance to tap into the Dale McCoury legacy.
Absolutely. We've loved presenting Dale McCoury in the past, and the opportunity to present his family, his sons, and then performing with Sierra Hull, who's an absolutely phenomenal artist who is very much a protege of Alison Krauss. She is coming with her band, Highway 111. So it's kind of the best of a well-known name in bluegrass and kind of a young emerging talent. We think that combination will be a lot of fun. Don't you know my child, you can lean
on me. Oh, yeah. Well, a well-known name regionally and turning out internationally these days, Eastern Music Festival, and music of a very different sort.
Classical music has really been at the heart of an Appalachian Summer Festival since its inception, both in terms of symphonic music and chamber music, and we are so thrilled that the Eastern Festival Orchestra with Gerard Schwartz is very much part and parcel of this annual festival. Maestro Schwartz actually advises us on the symphonic programming selections, and we share guest artists who perform in Greensboro generally on a Saturday night, and then that same program travels to Boone on Sunday. So we're thrilled that Alexander Taranze, the great Russian pianist, will be here as a guest artist on July 15th with Gerard Schwartz. And then, of course, we've got the Chamber Music Series with the Broyhill Chamber Ensemble, which is a real mainstay of an Appalachian Summer Festival for 28 years now.
My thanks to Appalachian State University Arts and Cultural Programs Director Denise Ringler. That was just a small sampling of one of five different groups of arts offerings at Appalachian Summer Festival 2012. Coming up later this month, there will also be outstanding Celtic music by Solas, a musical tribute to some of the most iconic women in American music history by one of the greatest contemporary voices of our time, Linda Etter, and the Rosenschaffel Young Artist Competition. On Thursday during Triad Arts Up Close, Denise will give us a sneak peek at the wonderful App Fest offerings in the world of dance, theater, and film. In the meantime, you'll find links to the enormous complete event schedule on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.